Hachette Audio presents Hive Mind, Thinking Alike in a Divided World. Written by Sarah Rose Cavanaugh, PhD. Read by Tavia Gilbert. In Memoriam, Eliza Pretorius, who taught me to think with my heart wide open, and Catherine McClellan Kenworthy, hand in my pocket. Preface. A South Carolina textile mill, 1962. A humid June afternoon. Summer was the workshop's busiest season, and everyone had been putting in a lot of hours. This particular week was made more stressful by reports of small, mite-like bugs in the factory, perhaps brought in with a shipment of cloth. As the afternoon wore on, one young woman suddenly complained of feeling a bug bite. Soon after, she fainted dead away. On Tuesday of the following week, another woman who believed she had been bitten fainted. That afternoon, a third woman. Soon after, four other women reported to the doctor with symptoms of dizziness and nausea. Within 11 days of what would later be known as an epidemic, 62 people were medically treated for various physical symptoms due to bug bites. The reports of the bites were quite specific and detailed. One textile worker claimed, "I felt something bite me on my leg, and when I scratched my leg, the little white bug came up under my fingernail. I got weak in the legs and got sick." Tellingly, while this worker recalls a white bug, most other reports described black bugs. Extensive testing by the mill and outside authorities revealed that only a few bugs had been found. The mites were not known to bite humans, and they certainly could not have caused systemic problems like those experienced by the textile workers. But the employees were verifiably losing consciousness, vomiting, and experiencing shakes. Reviewing the available evidence, the doctors and other experts on the case came to the startling conclusion that the maladies suffered by the workers were, at the end of the day, all in their head. Cases of alarming symptoms spreading rapidly from person to person without being tied to any physical causes occur throughout documented history, from the Salem witch trials to the Bin Laden itch. The term for such occurrences is hysterical contagion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?